Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Hey.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome to the show. Morning studio.
Morning.
Maren Morris on later. The Friday morning dance party on later. I do want to start with something that's happened within our group here where... Morgan, you were out yesterday. Your car broke down. Is that what happened? Are your tires go flat or what?
No, so my car just totally died on me. So I was stuck in a parking garage and couldn't move.
Well, at least it was a parking garage.
Yeah, top of it.
I've had it happen on the road. That stinks. So you're at least somewhere kind of safe. But what do you do?
Yeah, well, everybody's at work, right? It's the middle of the day. And I was like, well, I guess I can reach out to the show because we're off at this point. And so I send a group text to our Bobby Bones Show, all the people on the show, basically.
No. I ain't in it.
Yeah, except you.
Yeah, it's like, you guys can have your little behind-the-scenes gossip
yeah.
and keep me out of it.
That's our thread where we talk about you.
Yeah. You should see it.
Love to have a little glimpse of that.
Oh,
yeah. So you text that.
Yeah, and I was just like, hey, is anybody around that could come help me out? I need to get a jump on my car. And so thank goodness... some people responded, and I was really excited. I was like, oh, great. Somebody can come help me. Lunchbox responds, I have cables, but I'm on my bike.
That's not going to help.
Yeah, but you couldn't, like, cycle home?
I could have cycled home, got my car, and gone back to her, but I was just letting her know I'm on my bike, so it would be a minute.
Okay.
And so she said, oh, thanks, but no thanks.
You said no thanks?
No, I just laughed at it because I didn't really know what else to say. That wasn't going to help me.
Okay, and next?
And then Raymundo responded, I have cables, but may break down getting to you.
True.
So, so you went half a step. You do have cables as well, but what do you mean? Your car sucks?
Pretty bad. Brakes have been real weird. Haven't had time to get them fixed.
Don't you make time for brakes?
Yeah, brakes are kind of important, man.
Yeah, you make time for that one. What's up with the car, bro?
It's 175,000 miles.
I get it, but you do pretty good.
Yeah, we're trying to do a 4Runner.
No, I hear you. That's awesome. I hope so. Money problems?
No money problems. Just, hey, if it's still running, rock it, but we're nearing the end on that one.
But you couldn't help Morgan.
I'm probably 25 minutes from her, too. AAA is quicker than that.
Not than 25 minutes, no. Okay, but okay. Okay, next.
So, thankfully, Mike D responds. He's like, I got cables. I'm coming to you. I'm 5 minutes away. So shout out to Mike D because he actually showed up for me instead of just saying he had cables and then made an excuse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah, we got all everything you need. Hey, is that what you need to get out of there? No problem. We got all that. Except we can't do it because, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Mike, nice job, buddy. Listen, if we were rating guys based on how good a guy they are, Mike D's number one.
Oh, he's the leader.
Mike D's number one in this room, at least on the thread that I'm not a part of.
Do y'all know how to use jumper cables?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. He doesn't. You gotta know that coming out of the womb. Or you try it coming out of the womb and it goes, and then you figure out real quick how to do it right after that. But you're good. What's up with the car? Battery?
Yeah, alternator? The battery died. I had to take it to O'Reilly's.
Yeah.
And they just put in a new battery. Thankfully, it was 2 months from the warranty going out. I was like, sweet. Battery replaced. I'm good to go.
You know, you have this thing with your voice, right? Mm-hmm. That sometimes it cuts in and out. It almost sounds like you're breaking up, though.
Yes, I thought that's
like, oh, yeah. It sounds like you're on a bad feed.
Phone service.
Yeah.
Sometimes. You never know.
So people listening to that may have thought, what's wrong with my radio? Mm-hmm. Just Morgan's voice.
No, it's the radio.
All right, Mike D., you're a good dude, man. I don't care what they say about you. All right, Morgan, glad you're here.
Thanks.
Glad you got a new battery. It is time for the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. So I just started dating a guy I really like. The only issue I have with him is his name Bailey, because it's also my dog's. That's right, I'm dating a guy who has the exact same name as my dog. When I first met him, he told me his name and I laughed and said, that's my dog's name. And we laughed. But now it's getting a little annoying. Every time he's over, I call him, my dog runs over. Or I call my dog and he comes over.
Funny. Funny.
That's so funny. Who else would be bothered by it? Help me out. Would it be weird to call your pet and significant other by the same name? What do I do? Signed, anonymous girlfriend. I thought about this because when I just read the headline and just thought about it, I thought that wouldn't be a big deal. But it would be annoying every single day of your life because they would both have – that is kind of annoying. It's funny, but it's kind of annoying. The easy answer is you call your new boyfriend B, Bales. You give him a nickname. The dog gets to keep his name. The dog rules. The dog was first.
Really?
It was first.
And the dog doesn't know what a nickname is.
But the boyfriend's older.
I don't give a crap. The dog lived there first. The dog will probably be with her longer. And even after Bailey, the human, is out.
Wow.
And he may not be. They may get married. But if we're just playing the odds and the numbers, this dog's going to be around. That dog. Don't disrespect the dog. So I'm getting mad for the dog. Yeah. I'm really getting upset. That dog was there. That dog also doesn't understand the concept of a nickname. Yeah. So you can't just name it something different. So the dog is named Bailey. Your boyfriend's name is insert Bales. B. Lee. What?
Big B.
Oh, whoa. I guess that matters.
Big B. All right. I like that.
What?
All right.
Maybe go with his middle name.
But that's not his name. You have to learn a whole new name. Just nickname him. Nickname, you probably already got something for him anyway.
Call him Babe. Yes.
And also, it's a good reason to have a nickname now if you don't. It's a good step forward in that. Don't you dare change the dog's name. If you do, you're banned from this show and listening.
Oh, God.
Right? That's the dog. It was there. Dogs are loyal. We'd be loyal back. Yeah, I would be annoyed by it. That's funny, though. It's funny annoying. So you can keep them both, but if you have to decide, Bailey the human goes, Bailey the dog stays. All right, thank you for the email. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's time for Fun Fact Friday, and we like to lead with a listener submission.
Fun Fact Friday. Did you know that if you spread your arms and your hands out all the way from side to side, that is exactly how tall you are? Thanks, I love the show.
No way.
I don't believe it.
You're telling me my arms and hands are 6'1"?
Uh-huh.
No, are you telling me that?
No, they're not.
Are you telling me it's 6'1" tall?
They're shorter than that.
No. Wow, my mind's blown right now.
Fun Fact Friday.
All right, around the room. And I'll go first because I often talk about the Kool-Aid man. And I go, do you need me to Kool-Aid man that? That means just run through the wall. For you kids, you'd watch a commercial on Saturday morning, there'd be a house, and the Kool-Aid man would come boom right through the wall and be like, hey, kids, I'm the Kool-Aid man. And it was awesome. Well, scientists have figured out that if the Kool-Aid man was real, he would have the force to break through a brick wall, but about one third of his Kool-Aid would splash out in the process.
Oh.
So it'd be Kool-Aid everywhere if he did that. So it is not legitimate. Amy.
So hickeys can be deadly. The suction can result in a blood clot that in some cases, has traveled to the person's brain and caused a stroke.
Whoa. Wow. And that's why I never wanted hickeys as a teenager. In my
really?
20s. Yeah.
Oh.
That's why I never got them. That and also why? Nobody wanted to give them to me. Yes. Lunchbox.
The first thing that develops in a human embryo is the anus.
Oh, gosh.
You would think the heart, the brain, anything. But nope, the anus is the first thing to develop.
That's interesting.
I mean, yeah,
I think he just wanted to say anus.
Are we sure about this?
Morgan?
In Japan, it's common to find QR codes on cemetery headstones. You can scan the code and then watch a video of the person's life.
Wow. That's awesome.
Amazing.
I wish if we wanted to wear a QR code like on the back of our shoe, or because maybe that's weird if somebody's trying to, but just somewhere you could wear one and people could know about you. Or let's say you were 25 and single and you're like, I'm dating. So your QR code was pink.
Okay.
And so other people that had the pink could QR code you to see, oh, he likes animals. He's only been divorced once. He lies about his height. He says he's, now all that could be a thing. I think, but that's pretty cool. I didn't know that was a thing at cemeteries.
Yeah, maybe you can bring it here. Would you put one on?
I don't give a crap what happens when I die. My body. I literally don't give a crap. I ain't here to know. I won't know. Do whatever. Weekend at Bernie's me if you want. I don't give any craps. Eddie, last one.
All you guys in the room, every single person in here, you fart on an average 14 times a day. And each fart travels through your body at 7 miles per hour.
Legit.
That's some power, well, baby.
Between the anus sick. And the fart.
But they're fun, though.
I mean, mine was really fun.
Like, I thought hickey was risque. I debated
not compared to an anus and a fart.
Right.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So I got a shout out to a nurse at Northside Hospital in Georgia. Her name is Kim Still, and she was assigned to an elderly patient who was dying. That's just part of the story has to happen for the good part to come. They formed an immediate connection, but the dying patient had a chihuahua named Jax, and she was so concerned about what was going to happen with Jax. The nurse would listen to her talk about it. Well, then after she passed, her family came in, started selling off her stuff and doing whatever. They donated Jax to a shelter. And this nurse, she couldn't have it. She thought about it for a while, and she showed up at the shelter, and she said, hi, I would like to adopt Jax and take him home with me.
I feel so bad for Jax. Like, I'm already feeling bad for Jax. Yeah. He just lost his owner.
No, but the owner's nurse decided to go rescue him and take him in because she just couldn't live with the fact that Jax was going to be at a shelter. And he's older, so, you know, not looking good. And she says that Jax is, like, part of the reason she became a nurse, to help people. And she loves having this gift in her home. And then people at work heard about what she did, and she got an award for a good deed.
You know, when I think about me dying, one of the things I think about a lot is, let's say Caitlin and I both died.
Oh,
who would take care of the dog? Who would take care of the dogs? And like, would they feel all sad and weird, or would they just not give a crap and be like, as long as I'm fed, I'm good.
They'd probably move on, right?
Yeah, probably move on quick, right? Yeah, so I try not to be that sad. But yeah, the dog stuff makes me sad every time. But that's really cool of her to adopt those dogs. Great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
All right, time to hopefully give away $5,000. This is real money. This is a real person. This is Brandy. Brandy, where do you live?
In Kingsburg, California.
If I know my Fresno right, that is south of Fresno. Am I correct?
That's correct.
Yes. Geography,
hey,
B.
Good.
That's
job.
Right, geography, B. Wow. Good at that. Yeah. Hey, Brandy from Kingsbury, what do you do for a living?
I'm a credentialed teacher, and I work at a homeschool.
So you help, if I'm getting this right, you help other like parents or homeschool teachers?
Yes. So parents who choose to homeschool their children, they have to have a credentialed teacher work with them. So we work side by side with the parents who want to homeschool their children.
That's pretty cool. Well, could you use $5,000? Could you use it?
Yes, I could.
Yeah. All right. Well, hopefully you get it. That's the game. So two truths and a lie. We will each read a statement here. Two of them are true. One of them is a lie. They're all about us personally. So if you've listened to the show, you definitely have a slight advantage because most of the stuff we've talked about at one point or another. But you can still nail it even if you haven't. Brandy, are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
$5,000 up for grabs. Hit that music. I'll go first. I was doing a comedy show one night where I just kept getting heckled by this one guy over and over. It was nonstop. I don't know if he was trying to impress anybody. I don't know what the deal was. But I could not take it anymore. And I said, if you think you could do a better job, then why don't you come up here on stage? And so he did. He came up on stage and he crushed it. And it was so funny that I thought, well, I can never do that again because that makes me look worse. Mm. So there you go. There's that story. Amy, you're up.
So I ran into my fourth grade boyfriend working the Delta ticket counter when I was checking in for a flight to London. I was going to visit a friend and we were totally shocked to see each other. Hadn't seen each other since elementary school. And all of a sudden he starts pressing a lot of different keys. No idea what's happening. He hands me my boarding pass and he upgraded me to first class. I could not have I'd never even flown first class, and much less overseas. That never even was like in my mind. When I boarded the plane, they were like orange juice, mimosa, champagne. I mean, it was amazing. So shout out fourth grade boyfriends.
Let's go over to Eddie.
I was driving through Dallas with my family and we were going by Cowboys Stadium. And I said, oh, boys, this is it. There's no game going on. It was just a random day. I said, let's just go and we'll walk around the stadium. It'd be so cool. And when we walked up there, there was a door that was propped open. I looked around. I said, boys, let's walk in. We walk in. Before you know it, I mean, we were on the field. Guys, we started running around the field, acting like we were playing football, acting like we were the Dallas Cowboys, and no one said anything.
All right, there you go. So we got three statements here. Brandy, me, I was doing a comedy show. Amy had a fourth grade boyfriend. And Eddie broke into Cowboys Stadium. Are any of them to you for sure true? Like, you're like, I know for sure that one's true.
I feel like yours is true.
Okay. You feel like mine is true. Okay. Are you locking me in for sure as true? Because once you say locked in, you're locked in forever.
Yes, I'm locking you in as telling the truth.
All right, so she's locked me in. All right, you have Amy and Eddie left. One of them is telling a lie, according to you. Which one do you think is telling a lie?
I think Eddie's lying.
Okay, so you think Eddie's story of just walking up to Cowboy Stadium and going in, being on the field, acting like the Dallas Cowboys, to you that's questionable?
Yes.
Okay. Are you locked in?
Yes, I'm locked in.
She is locked in. Okay, so we'll go to Amy first. Amy, okay. You ran into your fourth grade boyfriend. Is that statement true?
Yeah. Shout out Omar San Miguel.
Classic
Hooked
Omar.
Me up with first class tickets. No idea where he is now, but that was a good day.
Probably fired now. That
probably.
Classic Omar. Okay.
Years ago.
Amy is right.
Uh-huh.
Amy is true. That is good for you. Okay, so it's Eddie and I. You need Eddie's to be a lie, to be a winner. Eddie, if you're lying, she wins $5,000.
Yeah, that's right.
Eddie.
Yeah.
You went to Dallas. You drove by the stadium. I would never have the guts to see a cracked door and walk through it. And I definitely wouldn't think you would have the guts either, because that doesn't seem like something you would do, but you do love the Cowboys.
Love the Cowboys.
And then on the field, you're just running on the field, mm-hmm. and nobody stopped you. That, wow. Eddie, if that is a lie, she wins $5,000. Eddie, is that a lie?
Bones, you know I love the Dallas Cowboys, and I would never do anything this crazy unless it was at Cowboys Stadium. This whole story was true.
It's a true story.
Oh, man.
Mine was a lie.
Oh.
I'd never call anyone up on stage like that. I get shot or stabbed. Yeah, no way.
Oh.
Well,
dang it.
Shoot.
You did not win $5,000, Brandy. I'm very sorry about that. But don't be totally sad, because you're going to come back and compete for $40,000 on Monday. Okay?
Woo!
Okay, so it's not over yet.
Let's go.
So you're going to come back and you're going to face off against the other three that played earlier this week. And if you can last longer than them, you will win $40,000. You have a 1 in 4 shot to win $40,000, basically.
Wow.
Okay, so Brandy, I know you're disappointed because of today, right?
A little bit.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm just excited to be on the show.
Yeah, I take $5,000 better to meet us. But anyway, we're gonna play on Monday. Good luck to you. We will talk to you very soon, okay?
Okay.
Okay, there she is. Brandy from Kingsbury, California. And if you can spot the liar, USA's new competition reality show, Snake in the Grass, gets four contestants at $100,000. They just got to find the liar. Who's sabotaging it? If they fail and they can't identify him, the snake leaves with all the money. See, we should get the money in this bid if we fool him, shouldn't we?
I agree. Yes, I 100% agree.
Yeah, dang. Oh. Spot the lies, catch the snake, win the cash. Snake in the Grass, episode 2 on Monday at 11, 10 Central on USA Network. Please watch. All right. She didn't win, but we'll give her a chance to win more money than that on Monday's show. This is Joanna from Texas.
I had a question for y'all. How much of your college education do you think you use in your occupation? I got a business degree and working in the business, but I feel like very little from my actual college classes am I carrying into my occupation. Just curious about you guys.
Listen, I studied radio and television and still none. I mean, I was already doing radio while I was in college, and they were like, hey, since you kind of know this, will you teach them how to do it? So none. I mean, college is mostly you show people you can complete something. Unless it's a skill that you have to develop to get an entry-level position, like an architect or a biochemist or a doctor. But yeah, no, none. I mean, Amy, you're in radio. What was your...
Oh, I was agricultural development at Texas A&M. But I did see that Texas Tech put out something saying that 70% of people still use their college degree in their work.
Yeah, who said that? A college. Yeah. Yes. Eddie?
Yeah, 20% probably, because I did radio, television, film too. But I learned most of it in the workforce, man. Working in news, I learned a lot of stuff.
Eddie was a cameraman in news station when I met him. So if we ever need him to go out and cover breaking news, let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, and I can do it all in like 5 minutes because it's got to air like that in 5 minutes.
Lunchbox, you don't have your degree per se.
Yeah, but I would say 100%. I got my degree was going to be in speech communication.
Wow.
So I pretty much nail it every single day.
That was going to be your degree.
Yeah, speech communication.
You can't even say your degree, and your degree's about saying things.
Yeah, that was what it was. Speech communication.
You can't say it again.
Did you have to give speeches?
Yeah, I did, and a minor in general business. Because I'm a busy man.
Wow. Joanna, it doesn't matter. Wow. It doesn't matter. Sonia, Nashville, go ahead.
I just watched your show. It was awesome. And the one thing that I really, really love about it is that it ends that hour and we don't have to go from week to week to week wondering. So I loved it. It was awesome. You were awesome. And congratulations. Love you guys.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we like it that it's one episode. You get to see the whole thing. It's great. And it flies by pretty quick because we're telling a whole story in an hour. And it's a competition. We ain't worried about love. We ain't worried about, ooh, does Johnny feel this way about it? No, we're playing a game. And you're playing a game at home. We need you to watch Monday night, if possible. We really need you. 11, 10 Central, Snake in the Grass. We got to get those 1849 numbers up.
We need that.
Yeah, 1849.
Let's go. Overall numbers up. We had the biggest debut in that network in a couple of years. We won the night in all cable, but our 1849s were a little less than we had hoped. So we got to get it up. And if we can get it up, and we have, I'm telling you guys, if we have an A plus week, there's a great chance you guys can be on season two.
Guys, we need you to
wait. You don't let me finish.
Oh, sorry.
Be on season two or three. I need to have those conversations. Oh. But it was already brought up to me at one point. And if we can go season two or probably three, I think we can get.
Maybe season two.
But maybe. We got to have a great.
We're going to have a great season. Great season two episode two, whatever it's called. And then we're going to be on season two. We're going to make season two amazing and get you a season three.
Okay, whatever it takes. But we need episode two to rock it.
And then season three, you can bring Garth out there.
Well, I'm thinking about only you guys.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Monday night. Please watch it on USA Network. 11, 10 Central. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So, Bobby, you would say pretty much every day is a jam-packed day.
If not, I feel like a loser and nobody loves me.
Yeah.
But, yes.
Well, and we've kind of told you, like, hey, you need to slow down. This is going to be bad for your health. Well, you're going to love this because I saw that keeping busy is actually really good for your health.
Bobby Bowden retired and died.
Oh, yeah.
Football coach of Florida State.
Really?
Yeah, Joe Paterno, retired, died.
Oh, yeah, that does happen.
People that love what they did.
Wow.
Worked every day, became great, retired, died.
Couldn't be that they were 90.
Could be.
They were also old.
Hey, could be.
So keep it up. Stay busy. It's good for you. You'll live longer.
Okay.
A mom shared with Good Morning America how she's saved thousands of dollars a year by only grocery shopping once a month. She only goes back if she needs like a fresh item, but her name is Megan Birch and she's got a huge family and she sits down every month, comes up with a plan for her huge monthly haul. And that's her number one tip to saving so much money. She also said you got to take advantage of freezing items. Take a look at your fridge and your pantry. What does your family actually eat? And make it a point to not buy items that you never end up eating. Don't do it.
In theory, that sounds cute. Let's be honest. Yeah. In theory, that sounds cute. You end up making a lot of jail soup if you do that. And Caitlin's great at making jail soup. You guys know what jail soup is?
No.
Like whatever.
It's whatever you got.
Find.
Like yeah. You don't have a lot of stuff and you got to figure out with what you got how to make something good.
I like that.
Caitlin can crush some jail soup. It doesn't matter what it is. She's like, well, we got 3 walnuts. We got like a random Cheeto. And it looks like some Arm & Hammer. And all of a sudden, she's like, give me an hour. It's an amazing dinner. But unless you want to make jail soup, that's tough for a month.
A list was put out of the best country artists by decade. So I want to see if you agree with the list.
Oh, give me the decade. I'll give you who.
Okay, 60s.
Ooh, that's tough.
Johnny Cash.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Wow.
I fell 70s. Into a burning ring of fire.
Come on.
I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burned, burned.
Waylon Jennings.
Dolly.
Oh.
And I. Well, I could say Dolly every generation. I mean,
yeah, you could.
Yeah, but okay, I got it. What else?
80s.
You know who was underrated in the 80s, though, and this won't be it, but Lee Greenwood. A lot of hits in the 80s. You know, but the 80s aren't really a loved decade by country music folks. But I'm going to say 80s. He could be any time. George Strait.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Amarillo the King.
Yeah. 90s.
Garth Brooks.
Ding.
I got friends in
2000, or the thousands. 2000s.
What? McGraw or Chesney, I would say, because they both came into their own. They were 90s for sure, but McGraw or Chesney?
Chesney.
Oh, wow.
You're pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, you're nailing it. The 2010s.
That's the Luke Bryan, Jason Aldean class, so I would go with one of those two.
Aldean?
Jump on in, a man, tell your friends, we'll raise some hell with a blacktop
in. And then the 20s, what we're in.
I mean, it's got to be Luke Combs and Morgan Wallen. They're the only two that are in that conversation, so Combs or Wallen.
Morgan Wallen?
I'm going to make some whiskey glasses.
Nailed it.
Not bad.
Thank you. Wow. Sit down, everybody. No
more
emotion.
Game for
you.
Wow.
If that's a game, you would have won. I'm Amy. That's my file.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Back when Johnny Bell was 23 years old in Oklahoma City, he started his career at the post office making $1.81 per hour. Well, last week, he celebrated his 70th year working at the post office.
That's a long time doing it. Living. Not even just working somewhere, just living. Wow, that's awesome.
He's the longest tenured postal worker in the United States of America.
I wonder what his retirement is.
Mm-hmm. And how much he gets paid now.
Yeah, paid now.
More than the $1.
Right, but he still goes
cents.
To work at 90-something years old, so I assume he just sits there.
I already runs it by foot. Mm-hmm. He does Pony Express all through the town on foot. Yeah, that's crazy. Why do you assume he just sits there?
If you're 90,
ageist.
Here we go. Here we go.
Ageist. Go ahead.
A what?
Ageist.
When you're 90-something years old, you can't move, really. There's very few 90-year-olds that can move.
Hey, our last, like, 19 presidents have been over 90, so.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
What are you going to say there, buddy? That's a good story. Good for him. 70 years.
70 years of the same job.
That's cool. All right, good job. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7, U.S.-based, live customer service from Discover. Everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.